One advantage of attending Stony Brook is that it is close to New York City. There are several ways to travel to New York City from our campus. If you don't want to worry about traffic on the roads, you can take the train. But the price of a train ticket is $20, while a bus ticket is only $11. Yes, you can take the train from our campus to New York City. Yes, you can take the bus to New York City, but it's you can't avoid the traffic if you take it. The price of the bus ticket is $11. No, I said the price of the bus ticket is $11. Yes. New York City offers a wide variety of activities in different neighborhoods. Soho has many interesting shops and boutiques. The Lower East Side has many bars and clubs for dancing. And the West Village is a great place to watch foreign movies. Yes, Soho is the place is the best place for going for to go shopping. In the West Village, you can watch foreign movies. No, I said in the East Village, you can watch foreign movies. Manhattan has many parks where people like to walk, bike, and play ball. The largest park is Central Park, which stretches from Fifth Avenue to Eighth Avenue. The newest park is the High Line Park, which was built on an old train line 30 feet above street level. This park continues for almost 2 miles above 11th Avenue. Yes, the High Line Park is 30 feet above street level. No, the High Line Park is above 11th Avenue. There are many historic landmarks you can visit in New York City. The Brooklyn Bridge, which is one of the oldest bridges in the USA, connects Manhattan and Brooklyn. The Cloisters is another historic landmark you can visit. It is located in northern Manhattan and you can take the subway there. It is part of the Metropolitan Museum and has a beautiful garden too. Yes, the Cloisters Park is a part of the Metropolitan Museum. No, the Cloisters Park is located on the north side of Manhattan. The American continent is divided in two subcontinents. The continents of North America and South America are linked by the Panama Canal. The Rocky Mountains run along the western side of North America, while the Andes runs along the west coast of South America. The highest peak in the American continent is located in the Andes. Yes, the American continent is divided in two subcontinents. One of them is North America and the other one is South America. No, the Rocky Mountains are located in North America. In order to make driving safer, there are many ways that roads can help guide traffic. Depending on the color of the line in the center of the road, traffic can either go one way or two ways. One-way roads use white lines, and two-way roads use yellow lines. A dotted line means that cars can cross into the other line, while a solid line means that cars cannot cross into the other lane. Can you repeat the question? No, that depends on the color of the line. If the line is yellow, you cannot cross to the other side of the lane because it's a double way road. But if the line is white, you can cross to the other lane.
Do you want to repeat the message again?
Yes.
It's okay.
In order to make driving safer, there are many ways that roads can help guide traffic.
You don't have to read them aloud again. Just refer to the line in there. And now I will repeat my question.
Okay.
Okay? A solid line means that cars cannot cross into the other lane, right?
Yes, the solid line means that you cannot cross to the other lane. No, on two-way roads, you will see yellow lines. Okay. Lifestyles in rural areas are different from those in urban areas. Wildlife is more frequently found in rural areas than in urban areas. Rural areas often have fewer job opportunities and higher unemployment rates. The main source of income in rural areas is agriculture. Yes, it's more frequently to find wildlife in rural areas. No, agriculture is the main resource income on the rural areas.